to just have a word of prayer.
开始之前，我们先做一个祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace to us.
父啊，我们要谢谢您为您的恩典。
It's undeserved favor.
这是我们不配得的恩典。
It's an expression of your love to us.
表达了您对我们的爱。
Now, Father, we would pray as we open your word and study it. We pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts to receive it.
主啊，我们当我们开打开您的话语，求您带领我们开我们的心，让我们能接受这话语。
And that, Lord, we might see Jesus.
让我们能够看见耶稣。
And Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit might be with us and teach us today.
求您赐给我们圣灵，今天与我们同在，教导我们。
And our hearts might be revealed in your presence.
然后我们的心能够在您的同在里得着启示。
And so now teach us, we pray.
教导我们。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen. So now, today is going to be the storm on the lake.
今天呢，我们要讲海上的风暴了。
If you turn in your Bibles to John chapter 6,
约翰福音的六章呢，我翻开圣经，翻到约翰福音六章。
Last time the story was the Lord Jesus had fed 5,000 people.
上一次呢，我们的故事是耶稣喂饱了五千人。
And he revealed himself as the source of life.
他也把自己启示上供应的源头。
The bread of God that came down from heaven.
从神而来的灵粮。
So, but today is another miracle.
今天有另外一个神迹了。
Jesus walking on the water.
那耶稣在水面上行走。
To come to his disciples who are in trouble.
走到他的门徒那里去，那门徒正在困难中。
So what we'd like to do is read John chapter. John chapter 6, and we'll pick up our connection. We'll start to read from verse 14 down to verse 21.
那我们先读一下约翰福音的六章的十六节到二十一节。那我们再细解一下。Verse by verse.
Verse 14
okay.
to 21.
Verse by verse, right?
Yes.
Okay.到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去，
上了船，要过海往加百农去。天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。
忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。
门徒摇橹约行了十多里路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕了。
耶稣对他们说：“是我，不要怕。”
门徒就喜欢。接他上船，船已
坐
到了他们所要去的地方。
第二日，我们停在这，停
在
二十一节。
Okay. In verse 14, we have the statement that the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did.
所以在十四节呢，我们从上一次的故事转承下来，我们会看见呢，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹。
Now that sign was that he had taken five little barley cakes and two little fishes, and he after he had given thanks to his father, he had began to break that bread.
这个神迹就是呢。他用一个小男孩的五个饼大麦饼和两条小鱼呢，在祝谢了就是祷告感谢了神之后呢，他喂饱了整整五千人。
And then he began to distribute it to his disciples.
他把他饼呢撕开呢，就开始分给他的门徒。
And as he broke the bread, it was multiplied in his hands. That was the miracle.
那当他掰开这个饼的时候，这个饼就一直掰不完啊，一直在自己在出来，所以这个本身是个很大的神迹。
The disciples took the bread that he broke and distributed it among all the 5,000 men.
所以他的门徒就拿着从他手里接过来的饼，就分给了在当时聚集的那五千个人。
There may have been 8,000 to 12,000 people in total there.
一共呢，应该会有大概8,000到10,000人了。到12,000人。
Most of them were pilgrims who were going up to Jerusalem for the Passover feast.
因为他们大部分都是去到那个耶路撒冷去过节的，因为五千个是男人。
But this miraculous miracle, this miracle that he performed, John calls him a sign.
所以约翰呢管这个神迹呢用了一个英文词叫 sign 啊，其实就是标识。就是标记的意思。
Now, a sign is it brings information.
因为这个 sign 呢，它是会带来这个信息的。
And the information that this miracle wasn't just a display of his power, but it was a display of who he is.
所以这个不只是说呢，一个神迹要显明他很厉害，他又很有能力。而是呢，他要给出一个信息信号，他是谁。
That information that miracle was supposed to convey to the people was that he was indeed the Son of God.
所以这样的神迹，借着神迹想要表达传递出来的信息呢，就是他就是神的圣子。
But they didn't. The multitude, their faith did not go so far.As to see that he was very God himself.
所以他们的信心呢，其实没有走到这样的程度，就是那些在场的那些民众吃完以后呢，没有走到他们真的看见他就是神的圣子。
Instead, we read in verse 14, they said, "Surely, this is the prophet who is to come into the world."
所以十四节呢，他们这些人说呢，哦，这是那世间要来。要来世间的先知，这是他们的认知。
A prophet is one who speaks for God.
先知呢是那替神传话的人。
And the Lord Jesus was indeed he was a prophet.
当然，耶稣的确是先知。
But he was more.
但他比先知更大。
In the Gospel of John, you have 7 signs that are signs that point the Lord Jesus to or point to the Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
我们都知道约翰福音一共有七个这样的神迹，都叫做 sign， 它都是指向的耶稣就是神的神自己了，神的圣子。
And just as signs are meant to direct us to our destination on the road, so these signs were to direct their minds and their hearts to recognize.The destination that God wants us to be to arrive at in our thinking is that He is none other than God Himself.
所以就像一个 sign 一个路标啊，是带着我们走对那个路的方向一样。神迹这里显明的这个标识呢，也是神盼望用这样的标识带着我们去到一个正确的认识，就是耶稣基督是神的圣子，要我们去接受他。
And so the people, their faith did not reach that far.
但是当时的人他们的信心呢没有走到那个程度了。
However, they did see that this must have been the promised Messiah that was to come.
所以但他们也意识到呢，这个大概是有可能就是那个旧约预言要来的那个弥赛亚，就是救世主。
In the Old Testament, we read that it was prophesied the Messiah would come and he would set up his kingdom on earth.
旧约里面讲到呢这个弥赛亚要来，要在地上建立他的国度。
And Moses had predicted him and saying that a prophet like Moses would come.
摩西呢也预言呢有一个像他一样的先知会来。
And Moses was the prophet of God who led the children of Israel out of slavery and into the promised land.
那摩西呢是神的先知，在当年呢带领以色列人在埃及的奴役的状态下走出来，进到了迦南地。
So they were expecting. That this man who demonstrated these miracles, just like Moses had, was going to lead them into their kingdom.
所以他们也认为呢，这个人就是那摩西讲的，也会带着他们，从罗马的奴役统治下走出来，进到他们自己的国度里去。
And so that they wanted to come and take him by force and make him king.
所以围着他们这些围着耶稣他们这些人呢，就想强逼着耶稣去做王了。
There in verse 15 it says, 这
就是十五节的内容。
Jesus knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force.
耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王。
That word force there is often used with violence.
所以强逼呢，在这里经常会有一些逼迫暴力的动作。
They could have had an insurrection against the Romans if he had accepted the leadership.
那如果耶稣接受这个做王的这个拥戴，他们极有可能会在和罗马皇帝之间呢会有一个造反的行动。
But of course, we know that the principle in Scripture and also the Old Testament prophecies prophesy that the Lord Jesus would have to suffer first.
但是我们都知道，在旧约里面呢，讲到耶稣基督的时候，都会知道他需要先受难呢。
Now the first, the Messiah was going to suffer and then to claim his kingdom.
所以，弥赛亚救世主他先要受难，然后呢，再会做王来得着他的这个国度。
Now this raises an interesting question.
那这里呢就提出了一个很有意思的问题了。
It's probably occurred to most of you.
也常常会在你们这里会出现这个问题。
Why did God have this complicated plan of salvation?
那为什么神要有这么复杂的救恩的计划呢？
Why did he allow man in the world to sin? Did God's plan fail?
那为什么他会许可人在地上呢？依然在最终，是不是神的计划是失败了呢？
When he created the heavens and the earth, he created all was good and perfect.
因为他造天和地哈，造万物最初都是好的，他看是好的。
And he created man in his own image.
他以他的自己的形象和样式来造了人。
Male and female.
男人和女人。
And in the beginning, they both were.Like the king and queen over the whole earth.
最初的时候呢，他们真的就像王和王后一样，在整个地上。
Now, what happened?
那发生了什么呢？
Why did it seem to fail?
为什么他会看起来像失败了一样呢？
We read how the first man and woman they fell into sin.
那我们看见了最初的那个男人女人亚当和夏娃，他们在最终就失丧了。
The woman was deceived by the serpent.
那夏娃女人呢是被蛇引诱了。
The man rebelled. He had his eyes wide open when he sinned.
那男人呢就悖逆了。他犯罪的时候，他其实是清醒的。
And therefore, the New Testament says that it's through one man sin entered into the world and death by sin.
这就是新约讲的，借着一个人罪就进了这个世界，死也就借着罪掌权了。
And death passed upon all men.
然后死就借着这样的链条一代一代传下来。
And that verse hardly talks about all the misery and the suffering that the human race has not only inflicted on themselves but on the whole creation.
所以借着这样呢，我们就看见人自己一代一代所受的苦难呢，不但自己啊，也影响到了神的其他的创造，比如说万物啊。
Why was this? Why did this happen?
那为什么要这样？为什么会发生？
The one thing is we need to understand.
那有一件事情我们要理解。
God, we are created in the image of God.
我们是以神的形象和样式造的。
And as such, we have a free will.
所以我们有完全的自由意志。
God has given each one of us a will to determine what our future will be and what.We determine all kinds of things with our wills, don't we?
所以神给了我们全然的意志呢，让我们能够决定我们要一个什么样的未来。我们每个人都有的。
And free will also means that we can obey God or we can disobey God.
所以这样的自由意志也意味着呢，我能够顺服，我愿意顺服神，或者说我不想顺服神，我要背逆他。
God could have created man like the animals.
神也可以造人呢，像动物一样。
The animals are created, it says, after their kind.
神造动物呢，是一类一类造的哈，各从其类。
Every creature that's created on earth is created, it has built into them an instinct, and they behave like that particular kind, that particular species.
所以每一个地上的一类动物啊，它是都是按照一类一类算的，每一类呢都有它自己的本能，它的形式呢全都是按照植在它里面的那个本能来做的，所以一类动物都是一类的形式方式。
And they all act according to the information that God has put into them, and they act by instinct.
所以呢，他们都是由神给到它里面的那个信息，按照这样的信息呢。按照这样的本能呢，他就一直这么活着。
An animal doesn't know spiritual things to be able to obey or disobey God's commands.
所以呢，动物它是没有那个属灵的概念，它也不可能有这个概念，我要顺服神或者背逆神的概念。
It always obeys what God has placed in them as a creature.
所以它一直是顺服什么？顺服神放在它里面的那个本能。作为一个被造物，作为一个动物的本能，它是一直按照这个来活着。
That's the difference between man and all the animals.
这就是人和所有的动物之间最本质的区别。
It's not the intellect that makes us the difference.
所以不是我们所谓的智力让我们和动物有区分。
Although man has a vastly greater intellect than any animal on earth.
当然我们并不是否认说人比其他的动物是有极高出一大截的这个智力水平，这个是肯定。
We're spiritual beings and we have free wills.
但人更重要的是，区别于动物的是，我们是一个属灵的被造，我们有完全灵的标志，就是我们有完全的自由意志。
You see, God could have created man as an animal, like a robot, to always operate in the will of God.
神也可以造人，就像动物一样，某种程度就是一个程序，就是一个机器人。那他永远都是按照神所预想的、所预设的那个方式去走的。
And God could have reigned as king over this creation.
神也可以作为王呢。来这么统治所有的被造物。
And he would have been able to display his power and his majesty and his glory.
也同样借着这个能够显明他的荣耀、他的大能、他的尊贵。
But then one thing would be missing.
但有一样东西会没有。
He couldn't reveal himself as he really is.
他不能把他自己呢启示给其他。的被造物，他是个什么样的神
？And so, how could he reveal himself? Because in one word, God is love.
他怎么样能启示？用一句话在圣经里总结神是什么呢？神是爱。他怎么样把这个启示出来
？What does an animal know of God's love?
动物怎么知道神是爱呢？不知道。
But what God did now?Was he made a creature with a free will?
那现在神呢？他做了一个做了一个受造物呢，给了他自由意志。
He knew beforehand if he did that, there was a risk, wasn't there?
他也在这个之前，他很清楚的知道，他这么做呢，会有一个风险。
Not a risk, a certainty.
几乎也谈不上是个风险，这就是个确实会发生的事。
That this creature.Under testing, would fail.
就是呢，这个受造物呢，在被测验、被试验的时候呢，它会失败的，它会悖逆的。
But God wasn't surprised by this.
但神并不是因为这个而显得很意外。
As a matter of fact, before he even created the creature, he had the remedy. He had the cure for man's sin.
或者换句话说呢，事实上，当他创造人之前呢，他就已经有医治的方式，或者说挽救的计划。
That it says about the Lord Jesus that already in the plan of God he would be put to death before the foundation of the world, before anything was created, it was determined that Jesus would already have to die.
所以耶稣基督要上十字架替我们的罪付上代价这件事情呢？他是什么时候就已经定了呢？在万事以先，万有以先，在没有创造以先呢？耶稣 就已经定了要为我们的罪来付上代价，就是挽救的计划是在创造之前就定好。
Because God had told man, Adam and Eve, that in the day that they disobeyed him and ate of that fruit, of that tree that was forbidden, they would surely die.
因为上帝告诉了亚当，在他们吃那个善恶树的果子那一刻呢，他们就已经死了。
And now this is where God's love begins to be displayed.
所以这就是神的爱啊，要来显明出来。
In order to redeem that fallen creature, a life had to be given.
为了去救赎那堕落的人类呢，那生命的代价必须被付上。
It would have to be a life that would be perfect.
而且这样的生命呢，是要一个完美的生命。
It would have to be a life that would be willing.
而且是自己愿意去付上的生命。
It would also have to be a life that was the same as the one that he was going to redeem.
而且是要跟他要救赎的那个生命是一样的生命，他也得是人的状态。
Therefore, Jesus came into the world. The Son of God was born as a man.
这就是为什么耶稣来到地上，神的圣子道成肉身生在地上。
He had a human mother.
他有一个地上的母亲。
He was fully human.
玛利亚是完全的人。
But he had no human father.
但他没有，耶稣没有地上的父亲。
A miracle took place in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
这就是一个神迹，她是童女怀孕的。
And the holy thing, the scripture says, that will be born of you, Mary, will be called the Son of God.
所以从童女玛利亚生的会称作神的圣子。
And so what God's plan was now that Jesus, the Lamb of God, the sacrifice had come into the world.
那神的计划呢，耶稣那神的羔羊这样的祭物要来到地上。
He's going to reign. He's going to take a kingdom.
他要做王，他要把这个国度建立起来。
That's prophesied in the Old Testament.
这个是整个旧约都预言了。
But before he could take that great throne, he would have to suffer for the subjects of the coming kingdom.
那他接受这个王权之前呢，他必须要为未来王国的子民呢，先要受难，付上罪的代价。
And so that's how we know about God's love.
这就是我们知道关于神的爱了。
It's not that we love God, but that He loved us and gave His Son for us.
不是我们爱他，而是他爱我们到一个程度，把圣子赐给我们。
Who can understand the sacrifice that God made, send His well-beloved Son into the world to suffer at the hands of man and to die a cruel death? And then on the cross, God, who is holy and righteous, punished His Son for our sins when all our sins were laid on Him.
谁能理解这样的爱的计划呢？就人堕落了以后，神把他的圣子赐下，童女怀孕，在地上呢成为祭物，死在十字架上，而且是一个非常受难的方式死的，然后借着这样的救赎，赦免了人一切的罪。
And so God's love was fully displayed at the cross.
神的爱呢，就在十字架上全然的显明了。
How much does God love His creature?
神有何等的爱他的创造呢？
Look at the cross.
你看十字架就知道了。
But when they wanted to make Him king that day, they didn't realize that would be a kingdom of fallen men and women.
所以当这个时候，那些犹太人要逼着耶稣做王的时候，他们是不能理解，一个王国啊，它是以堕落的子民组成的王国，它需要经历的一个过程。
It would be a kingdom that would be the same as any other kingdom.
那这个是他们以为这个国度是和其他的这个国度一样的。
The kingdom that was ruled by mankind, because they had made their own king.
因为呢，人都会有自己的王，人类自己的王是什么样的，就他们的理解就是怎么样。
it would be their king. It wouldn't be God's man.
所以，这个只是人自己要的王，而不是神要建立的王国的王。
It wasn't time for the Lord Jesus to take his throne.
所以在那个时候呢，耶稣还没有到他的时候去接受他的王权。
He had to come into the world and finish the work that the Father had sent him to do.
他必须来到地上完成父天父差他来的所做的一切的事情。
Through the life of the Lord Jesus, he perfectly revealed who the Father was.
因为在他的一生中，他全然的、很完美的显明了天父的形象是怎么样的。
And then give his life as a sacrifice.
然后用他的生命作为祭物呢，死在十字架上。
Now raised again the third day, he is now seated at the right hand of the Father.
然后第三天他复活以后，他现在坐在天上父神的右边。
And someday soon, he's going to receive a kingdom, and he's going to come back to earth to establish that kingdom.
那未来的某一天，他会再回来，那是做真正的王，来建立他的国度。
In the meantime, you and I have a free will still.
但同时呢，今天的我们依然还有这样的自由意志。
People can either receive God's gift of mercy and forgiveness.Or they can refuse.
人们依然可以用自己的自由意志去选择接受神在十字架上免费的救赎的礼物，或者我拒绝。
The kingdom of God now is in a secret form.
所以神的国度现在是一个看不见的状态存在的。
When you if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are put into the kingdom of God.
如果你相信耶稣基督，接受他成为你的救主，你就已经进到了这个国度里。
Remember what the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus.
这就为什么耶稣跟那个尼哥底母在说。
Nicodemus was a very religious man.
那尼哥底母是当时一个非常非常高的宗教领袖。
He knew all the Old Testament prophecies.
他知道所有旧约的预言。
But Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, unless you're born from above, you can't even see the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣对他说呢，尼哥底母啊，你除非从上啊，从神重生，否则你是看不见神的国。
And now multitudes of people from all around the world.
那今天呢，有许许多多从各族各民、各国各方的人来。
They've received God's offer of mercy. They've received the Lord Jesus, and they've been born into God's kingdom.
他们都接受了神那免费的礼物，那十字架的救恩，他们都看见了神的国。
But his day for reigning is not yet.
但他来做王统治的时候还没有到。
He has not come back visibly.
因为他还没有有形的让我们肉眼能看见的那样状态回来。
When he does, he will establish a government that will be righteous and just.
当他来的时候呢，他会建立一个公义正直的王权在地上。
And so that's why the Lord Jesus, it says he withdraws himself to a mountain by himself.
所以这就是十五节讲的，他当别人强逼他做王的时候，他就自己退到山上去了。
Before the crown, there must be the cross.
因为荣耀的冠冕之前，先需要有十字架。
Before the glory, must come the suffering.
那荣耀以先，先有苦难。
It's like any great struggle.
就像所有的地上一切的挣扎和苦难一样。
First comes the battle and then the victory.
先有战争，然后才有胜利。
And the Lord Jesus showed his victory when he was raised from the dead.
神耶稣呢，显明了他的荣耀，显明了他的胜利，从哪里呢？就从他十字架之后死里复活显明了。
He is victorious over sin.
他对罪的胜利。
He established righteousness in that.
他借着这个呢，建立了公义。
He is victorious over Satan, the enemy of God.
那他的胜利呢，胜过了撒旦，那仇敌的首领。
He destroyed his power.
他败坏了撒旦的权势。
And he destroyed.The great enemy of man, which is death.
他也败坏了人最大的敌人，就是死。
On the third day, he was raised again from the dead.
因为三天他复活了，从死里复活。
And he's called the first fruits of those who had slept.
所以他被称为呢一切睡了的之人出熟的果子。
And so,
睡就是死了。
Being the first fruits means that there is other fruit coming.
所以呢，出熟的果子就意味着呢，后面还会有更多的果子会来哦。
And we'll be part of that same resurrection simply by accepting God's love and His mercy and His forgiveness.
所以我们也会是那后面要跟上去的果子，那借着我们那单纯对神的救恩的信心，我们都会在复活上有份。
And so, we have a beautiful picture here because of the Lord Jesus in this present age.
所以在我们今天的时代呢，我们依然能够看见耶稣基督计划那美好的途径。
In verses 16, 17, and 18, we see the condition of the disciples.
那十六、十七、十八节呢，我们就看见门徒的景况当时。
It's evening came.
这是晚上了。
His disciples went to the lake. They got into the boat, verse 17, and they set off across the lake for Capernaum. And it was dark.But Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough.
到晚上的时候呢，他们下到海边去哈，上了船，要往加百农去。但天黑了，耶稣没有到他们那里去。这时候呢，有狂风来了。
And so here's the picture.
但现在呢，这个是图景哈。
We have the disciples. They're all together in a boat.
那所有的门徒呢，他们全在一艘船上。
They're going across the lake.
那他们要穿过这个湖哈，或者加利利海穿过去。
A wind comes up.
那一阵大风来了。
And the wind is against them.
这个风呢是对他们这个不利，逆风的哈。
And they continue rowing and rowing and rowing.
然后就不停的使劲的摇啊摇啊摇，就这么个。
And it's dark.
而且是黑，很黑，天。
And they're in trouble.
他们真的在麻烦里。
So, this is the picture. They don't see Jesus. He hadn't come to them.
那这就是你可以想象这个场面。那他们没有看见耶稣，因为耶稣还没有来。
It's a picture of God's people here in this age.
那这也是今天这个时代呢，神的子民也是这样的。
See, we're.The Lord told us, go over to the other side.
神告诉我们到那一边去。
We must continue to get to our destination where He wants us to go.
那我们要继续呢往前走，去到哪呢？他告诉我们要去的那个方向。
And then suddenly a big storm, a wind right coming against us.
突然之间有一阵大风就是冲着我们来了。
Those are like the troubles in life and the struggles that we have.
这就像生命中的麻烦，生命中的挣扎和苦难。
And it's dark, we can't see our destination.
然后呢，这如此之黑，我们甚至看不见方向了。
And where is Jesus?
耶稣在哪里呢？
He's up on a mountain.
他在山上。
Praying for us.
为我们祷告。
Praying for the disciples.
为所有的门徒祷告。
That's a picture of the present time that we're living in.
这就是我们今天生活的时代的景况是一样的。
In this country here, we don't have great opposition.
那这样的，我们在今天现在这个国家里面，也许我们没有碰到很大的这个拦阻和反对。
No great persecution.
也没有很，甚至没有什么大的逼迫。
But in many parts of the world.It's not worth your life to become a Christian. They'll kill you.
所以，但是在今天地上很多的国度呢，国家里呢，你信主的代价还是很大的，甚至会有生命的代价。
When I visited the Kappers who are coming this summer. They were missionaries to Yemen.
那我拜访过一对夫妻啊，那他们要这个夏天会来。那他们是在也门的这个传教士哈。
Yemen now is a war-torn country.
也门今天也已经是这个战火纷飞的地方。
When I visited it about 6 or 7 years ago, it was still relatively peaceful.
我六七年前拜访那个地方的时候呢，相对还平安一点那个地方。
But when I was there, I met two young men.
那我在那里的时候呢，我遇到两个年轻人。
They were sons of a Syrian journalist.
那他们是他们是谁的儿子？是一对这个叙利亚的这个记者夫妻的孩子。
Their father, as a journalist in Syria, had written some articles against Bashar Assad, the president of Syria.
那他们的父亲呢，在叙利亚的时候呢，写了一些的文章哈，可能对当时就也就现在的叙利亚的头呢，阿萨德还是巴萨德，不是特别的友好的文章啊。
And he was thrown into prison there.
然后就被丢到监狱里去了。
But while he was in prison, he met a lot of other prisoners who were mostly Christian.
然后在监狱里呢，他就遇到很多的基督徒的狱友啊。
See, he imprisoned many Christians in Syria. We don't hear much about that.
所以那里呢，信主是基督徒是经常面临要坐牢的这个风险。我们这里还好一点。
This journalist heard the good news and trusted the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
然后呢，这个他的父亲那个记者呢，原来是不信主的，但他在监狱里碰到了很多人呢，都是信主的，所以他在那里听狱友给他传的福音信主，他在监狱里信主。
When he was released from prison, he had to leave the country with his family.
所以当他被从狱中放出来的时候，他就必须得从这个国家离开了。
Because his relatives would have put him to death.
因为他的亲友们呢，他的亲戚们会置他于死地哈。
They would have tried to kill him.
因为他们要杀了他。
So he had to move to Yemen.
所以他只能背井离乡，他要去逃去也门呢。
There, a poverty-stricken country in itself.
是一个非常贫穷的地方，也门。
And so that's just one example of the persecutions.
所以这只是一个很小的例子啊，就关于这个。
In this country, we have it very easy.
所以在现在我们现在所有的环境。所处的环境相对还是非常容易的。
But we still have troubles.
但我们依然还是有麻烦。
We have family troubles, we have health troubles, we have financial troubles.
我们有家庭的麻烦，有健康的麻烦，甚至金融财就是经济上的麻烦。
Why when I become a Christian, doesn't God make all my difficulties disappear?
那为什么我不成为一个基督徒以后，神就把我们所我现在面临的一切困难都变没了呢？
Instead,What I'm doing is rowing all night long against the wind that's contrary to me.
相反呢，我要整晚在那摇橹啊，使劲去跟那个迎面而来的飓风抗争。
And Jesus hadn't come for them yet.
耶稣呢还没有来救他们。
You see, we're people like the disciples in the boat.
所以你看到我们就像这些的门徒啊，在船中摇橹的这个门徒一样。
We're struggling against the forces that are against us.
我们一直在跟那个。我们与我们相对的那个力量啊，在抗争啊。
And so it's dark.
而且很黑呀。
Turn with me to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章。
Paul uses this same kind of figure in talking to the Thessalonians.
那耶稣保罗也用了同样的比喻啊，来跟这个帖撒罗尼迦的圣徒们讲。
First Thessalonians chapter 5,
五章帖撒罗尼迦前书五章。
I'm sorry.
There.
Sorry, it'd be Romans. Romans chapter 13, sorry.
抱歉啊，是看错地方，是罗马书的。应该是往前翻，罗马书。
chapter 13, Romans chapter 13, and I'll read from verse 11.
十一节，罗马书的十三章十一节啊，这本蓝本的圣经是285页，新约285页。
He's telling the Romans to understand the times that we're living in.
所以他告诉罗马的基督徒圣徒们，要理解我们今天生活的这个时代。
He says this, do this, understanding the present time.
他说，再者，你们要晓得现今就是。
He says it's the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
是什么时候呢？该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救啊，现在呢比初信刚刚开始的时候要更近了。
No, he's not talking about salvation from sin.
他不是在说从罪中得救的概念。
He's talking about salvation from the very presence of sin when the Lord comes.
他是在讲我们从现在罪恶的世界里脱离，就是耶稣再来哈，这么一个时点。
And that's made clear in the next verse.
这个是在十二节里面讲得更清楚。
He says the night is nearly over, the day is almost here.
他说黑夜已尽了，白昼将近。
The night is almost over.
黑夜就快过去了。
See, he's using that same figure of the disciples at night.On the ocean, with all the troubles and struggles against.
所以他就等于用了在当时耶稣的门徒那天晚上摇橹很苦的时候的那个比喻一样的，是黑夜就快过去了。
See, Jesus was known as the light of the world.
因为耶稣就是被称作这地上的光。
He was the true light that coming into the world, he enlightens the whole world.
他是那真光。要照亮来到这世上要照亮世界的真光
A spirit The spirit of God had come into the world in a man
那是它是一个灵是神的灵在人的道成肉身里面来到世界照亮人
And he says follow the light as long as I am in the world I am the light of the world He told his disciples
所以他告诉他的门徒呢当我在地上的时候我就是那光你们要信从跟随那光
But when they killed the Lord Jesus, when he died on the cross, the light, in a sense, went out.
那当他们当时杀了耶稣以后呢，某种程度呢，那是光是被他们抹走了。
And there was a darkness over the whole land for 3 hours.
在世地上的全地有三个小时的黑暗，耶稣在十字架上的时候。
And when the sun came back, the Son of God had died.
当三个小时的黑暗结束了以后呢耶稣在十字架上就死了
And the world hasn't seen Jesus since alive
那地上的人呢就再也没有见过耶稣活着的耶稣
But what happened was the Holy Spirit came into the hearts of the believers and we are now the light of the world we shine for Jesus
但是呢耶稣升天之后圣灵普降下来了他降在每一个信靠他的信徒里面所以每一个神的孩子呢就是那光照亮世界的光
But the true light is in heaven, isn't it?
但是真光是在天上
So this is in a sense this is night time
所以某种程度呢现在是一个黑夜的时候
And we're little lights
那我们是一个黑夜里那些小小点点的光
But the true light when he comesHe's going and he comes to earth in power. He's called the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. It says.
所以他是那真光啊，所以当他来的时候，我们会在他光线的照耀下得到医治。
And then the glory of the Lord is going to shine over the whole world when he takes that kingdom for himself.
如果他来做王，他的荣耀会照满全地，充满全地。
But now he's reigning in our hearts, isn't he?
但他现在呢是借着来照亮世界的。
That's his throne.
这个是他宝座所在，就是我们的身体。
But the night is dark, and that's what Paul is saying. The night is far spent; it's nearly to the end.
但是在这之外的世界的黑夜呢，已经深了，快要接近。
The day is almost here, he said.
他说快了，白昼将要近了。
And so that the time for Jesus to come, he's going to come as the morning star.
所以当耶稣要来的时候，他会是那明亮的晨星啊，晨星要来的。
We'll talk about that a little bit more later, but what? How's our time doing here?
Are we still have time?
Sounds like, yeah. I'd like you to turn with me to Matthew's Gospel.
啊，我们翻到那个马太的福音。
Matthew chapter 14.
马太的十四章。
It's the same account.
同样的一个记载啊。
But there are some details that John passes over.
这里呢会多了一些细节，就是约翰福音省略的，跳过的一些细节。
His purpose, John's purpose, is a very abbreviated account.
那约翰的记载是一个特别简短的记载，水面行走。
His purpose is to present Jesus as the Son of God.
因为他的记载是想告诉我们，耶稣就是神的圣子。
And so the miracle is presented in a brief form, and then the lesson is passed. He passes over that miracle.And then gets to the lesson on the other side, which we'll be looking at part of it next week.
Yeah. 所以他很简短的讲了这个神迹之后呢，就讲到耶稣就到对岸去，然后讲了一些教导。那我们下周可能会讲那个教导，但神迹本身他很快就讲完了。
But we want to go back a little bit with the disciples still on the shore with all the people.
那我们要回到呢马太呢去看整个更多的细节。我们先从岸边开始讲起。
So the You remember in John tells us they wanted to make him a king by force.
你们都记得约翰曾经提到，当时门徒想逼他做王。
Now in Matthew chapter 14 verse 22,
在马太福音十四章的二十二节，我们可以看见啊。
We read that immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side.
耶稣就随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去。
That's what.The word there, Jesus made the disciples. If you read it in your Chinese version, I think you have a stronger word.
Yeah. 所以呢，这里呢，英文虽然用的是 made， 但它这个是一个新比较近的译本啊。它这个词是轻的，在原文里面，我们中文的原文是这个词是重的，是催。
Is it a stronger word?
Stronger. Yeah. Push.
Push. Yes. Yeah. Compel.
Compel. 对，就是它不是 made， made 是很轻的，它是 push。是 compel 是催的催促的意思我们中文翻译很准是我们中文是从最早的那个版本翻来的
It sounds like the disciples they had got caught up in the excitement of making him king as well as the crowd
这个看起来像呢就是耶稣的门徒自己也很兴奋看这么多人想拥戴他做王门徒们自己很高兴也在那起哄嘛
And the Lord Jesus just like they were like unruly boys he had toForce them to get in the boat. Get over to the other side. Now go over to the other side.
所以耶稣得对待他们就像那个这时候不是太听话，有点淘气的孩子一样啊，赶着他们，推着他们，走到对面先去，不要在这起哄了，就催他们先走。
And then he dismisses the crowd.
然后呢，耶稣留下呢，就打发众人就都散开了。
And he goes up, then into the mountain to pray.
那他自己一个人上山去祷告。
And it was night time.
这是晚上了。
He spends all night on the mountainside by himself to pray. It says in verse 23.
那二十三节呢？他一个人整晚在山上祷告。
And he was there alone. It says in verse 23.
那他只有他一个人，这里面讲的。
But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it.
那时呢，船在海中，阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。
Now you got to give the disciples some credit.
当然，你们要给这个门徒们一点点这个鼓励了。
A third of those disciples were experienced boatmen.
因为呢，他们可基本上三分之一的这个门徒都是很有经验的渔夫。
Four of them were professional fishermen.
四个呢可是专业的渔夫啊
，and spent their lives on the water.
他们整个一生都是在水上度过的。
Normally in a condition in a situation like that, they would have turned the boat to the wind and driven before the wind to shore.
You mean they would turn
they would
away, right?
Yeah, they would have turned it from the wind and just been, let the wind blow them to shore.
就是说如果正常情况下呢，他们可是非常有经验的渔夫，碰到这种情形呢，逆风的时候他会掉个头，就是让风把他们吹到这个岸边去，他们不会去涉险了。
But the Lord has said, you go over to the other side.
但是主告他们，你们要到岸对面去。
And he names in Mark, he names the place Caesarea. Go over to Caesarea.
而且在马可福音里讲到这个记载的时候呢，主还特别讲到了对岸的那个地名啊，该撒利亚，你要到那边去。
And he told them he's going to come. He says, "Go before me. I'm going to come."
然后呢，耶稣就跟他们讲了，你要在我之前去，在我之前我会去的。
And so they rode. They rode all night. It says, it says verse 25.
八十五节。
During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came.
夜里四更天的时候呢，耶稣来了。
The fourth, that's the Roman reckoning. They had four watches during the night.
这是罗马当时计时的方式哈，我们翻译成四更天。
The first watch, there are 3 hour watches. The first watch was from 6 o'clock.In the evening to 9 o'clock in the evening.
所以他们每一个更天呢，在罗马这个计时里面，它是三个小时。第一更天呢是晚上的六点到九点。
The second watch was from 9 to midnight. The third watch was from midnight to 3 in the morning.
然后呢，第二更呢，二更天呢就是九点到十二点。三更天呢就是十二点到三点。
And the fourth watch then would be.Between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning.
所以四更天呢，应该就是三点到六点，凌晨三点到六点。
They had been rowing all night long.
他们可是一整夜在摇橹啊！你可以想想。
There must have been some of them said, "Why bother? Just let the boat go, and we'll get to shore down on the lee side."
所以你会想象这过程当中一定有人会。说哎呀，我们为什么那么辛苦啊？就是干脆掉头算了，就是逆风摇不过去啊。那么顺着风吹，很快就到后面的岸边去了。
But they didn't. They kept the Lord's word. They kept going. They kept working and trying.
但他们没有放弃啊，那他一直持守神给他们的话，他们一直在努力。
In Mark, keep your finger in Matthew, but go to Mark. Mark tells us, verse 6, chapter 6.And verse 48.
我们来看一下马可怎么记载这一段的哈，就是马可福音的六章的四十八节啊，马可，因为这样的一个故事，好多福音书都提到。我们先马太先放一放，看看马可里面一些其他的细节。
It says, Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars, toiling and working at the oars.
所以四十八节里面很清楚的提到马可的六章四十八节，就耶稣呢看见门徒因风不顺摇橹甚苦。
All night long, they must have been getting pretty tired.
一整个晚上肯定很辛苦。
But that little words there that means so much, Jesus saw them.
所以这一点点话哈，给我们的意义甚。很多啊，因为耶稣看见就怜悯他们。
Though it was night time and he was high on the mountain,
所以虽然是在晚上，他一个人独自在山上，耶稣。
He could see them.
他依然能看见他们。
And his heart was with them.
因为他的心跟他们同在，跟门徒同在。
When we think that we are, everything is against us.
我们呢会看见环境一切都是跟我们不利的。
And we don't think that.And we're all alone.
然后我们不要认为我们是一个人在环境里。
And we think that he doesn't care for us, that he's forgotten about us. But he sees our every struggle, our every problem.
我们有的时候会觉得是不是神没有看见啊？他是不是不看顾我们？但其实他看见我们一切的在苦难里的这个挣扎了。
If he loved us so much to suffer and die for us, wouldn't he care for us the ones that he has redeemed and rescued?
如果他如此爱我们以至于死在十字架上，那他为什么不会愿意帮助我们，在我们一切的需要和困难里？
The child of God is very, very precious to him.
因为神的孩子啊，就是我们这些神救出来的孩子，对神是非常的珍贵。
But there's one thing that he wants us to do is to learn to trust him even when we can't see him and the struggles and difficulties mount up like mountains before us.
但他有一个功课是要我们学习的，就是即使在我们在黑暗里看不见他的时候，我们依然信靠他，在那一切大的如山一般的这个困难里面的时候。
And we're almost at the end of our resources.
即使在我们又快用尽了自己的这个能量和力量的时候，
He sees us.
他看见我们。
And He's going to come to us.
他会来到我们这里。
The Lord Jesus said, I will come again.
耶稣说呢，他会再来。
Be of good cheer, he said. I've overcome the world.
他说你们要有平安呢，因为我已经胜过了这世界。
He says, I go to my Father.
他说我到我父那里去。
And he says, I will come again.
他说我也会再回来。
And receive you to myself.
要把你们接到我那里去。
That where I am, there you might be also.
他说我在哪里呢？你们也要在哪里。
Now I think we'll take a little break unless Jeet has something that he would like to share with us or
maybe we'll take a break.
Okay. Yeah.
我们先做一个短的休息哈，然后我们再下面再开始。
And we'll find out what happens when Jesus comes.
我们等会儿会看见耶稣来了以后会发生什么。
Are they ready to receive him?
或者他们预备好了要接受他吗
？We'll take a break.
我们先休息。
I want to give thanks.
You pray for.
Just give thanks for.
Oh, okay. 那我们做一个简短的祷告，也为茶歇做感恩。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们如此珍贵的话语。我们也盼望我们真的能够接受基督，信靠他，因为他顾念我们。我们愿意把一切的忧虑卸给他，因为凡劳苦担重担的，就到他这里来。他的担子是容易的，他的轭是轻省的。父啊，谢谢您赐给我们一会儿的饮食，求您祝福我们，洁净我们的心，给我们喜乐和平安。奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen。
We just just ask the Lord to help us.
好，我们大家安静，我们先做一个祷告。
Father, how we thank you again for your help to us.
主啊，我们要再一次感谢您，您对我们的帮助。
It's our desire, Lord, to learn more about your heavenly Son.
我们的心里的意愿和盼望是我们要更多的学习您属天的圣子。
We can't understand by our minds only, Lord.
我们靠着自己的理性，我们可能不明白。
We're dependent upon your Holy Spirit to teach us.
因为我们要依靠您的圣灵在我们里面启示。
And so, Lord, we wait upon you now as we look into your word again.
我们等候您，当您在我们里面做工的时候。
And thank you in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
So here we have the picture.
我们现在有这样的图景了。
The disciples rowing all night with the wind against them.
整个晚上呢，门徒们很辛苦的在那摇橹。
And but they're going where the Lord told them to go.
他们去那个地方是耶稣叫他们去。
The fourth watch of the night. Now it's early, just before the day breaks.
所以四更天呢，就是在。天要天明之前的那个时间了。
It's the darkest time of night.
这是黑夜最黑的时候。
I don't know if you've ever had to stand a watch all night, but the hours before the dawn are the hardest hours. They're the coldest and the darkest hours just before dawn.
所以大家有没有关注过这个一个晚上的整个过程啊？在黎明前的那一刻呢，其实是整晚最黑也最冷的那个时刻。
And they must have been just at the end of their resources.
然后门徒们呢，就快用尽了他们的力了。
They must have been rowing for 8 hours at least.
可 可能已经摇了有八个小时了。
More than that, maybe.
也许比这更长。
Now Jesus, another picture or a little picture of the Lord Jesus, another picture is as, or title we could say, is He is the morning star.
So 另外一个形象，耶稣呢常常被称作呢晨星，就早晨的晨星。
Now you all know the morning star.
你们都知道晨星哈。
It's not really a star. It's Venus. It's a planet.
其实这不能叫做一颗星，因为它其实是 Venus， 应该是金星吧，就是九个行星之一。它其实不是本身不是一个发光的行星。
And next to the moon,
不是发光的恒星。
Next to the moon, it's the brightest heavenly object.
所以它是除月亮以外呢最亮的一颗这个天上的星体哈，就地球上看。
Venus, because it's between us and the sun, it always rises just before the sun comes up.
因为呢，它是在我们和太阳中间，所以它总是在太阳升起来之前，我们先看见它。
Sometimes it's called the evening star because in its progression around the sun, it sometimes either comes just after dark.Or just before the just after dark in the evening, or in the morning, its morning phase is just before the sun comes up.
由于这个星体自这个转的这个规律的原因啊，它或者是在晚上太阳刚刚下山之后，就是那段时间里容会被看见，或者是在太阳升起之前的那个时间会被看见。
Now, one thing about it.Is that the morning star rises before there's any sign of light whatsoever?
所以晨星是在一切的这个光啊还来之前，如果是在早晨的时候，它是在那个之前最先被看见的那颗最亮的星。
And during a long night, when sometimes it's hard to think of the exact time if you don't have a watch or something. Back in those days, they didn't have one.But when they saw the morning star rise above the horizon, they knew that the sun was going to come soon.
所以当早的时候，在没有手表、没有计时的时候，你在经过漫漫的黑夜以后呢，如果你看见那个晨星，你就知道黎明要来。
Now turn to Revelation, the last book of the Bible, Revelation, the last chapter of the Bible.
启示录的最后一章，最后一卷书的最后一章，整本圣经。启示录是最后一卷书。
And we get to the last of the Bible itself. It talks about the morning star, Jesus as the morning star.
然后呢，最后一卷书就讲到了耶稣是晨星啊。
In verse 16,
在十六节
，He says there.
二十二章启示录二十二章十六节，十六对。
I Jesus have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星。
Now notice he identifies himself in with two different figures here.
他在这里证明他自己是两个不同的形象。
I am the root and the offspring of David.
他是根又是大卫的后裔。
Of course, he's when we read about David, that's the kingdom. That's the kingdom that was promised to David, an everlasting kingdom.
讲到大卫呢，就讲到国度，因为神把永恒永远。
And the Lord Jesus,
国度呢承诺给了大卫。
The Lord Jesus was both the root and the offspring of David.
那耶稣既是根。
Because as the root, he himself was the originator of all things. He's the creator of all things.
作为根呢，他是一切的源头，他是所有创造的源头。
He's the source of all things.
他是一切的根源。
But also he's the offspring because he was born. Of a virgin, of David's line, in because Mary was of the direct line of David. So he's both the root, the originator, the source, and he's also in his incarnation, he's the offspring of David.
然后他是后裔的原因，因为他在肉身中呢，他是玛利亚生的，玛利亚的祖先就是大卫，他是大卫的一支，所以他即使跟他在做他在以神的形象的时候，他是万有都是从他造的，他又是后裔，他在肉身的时候，他是大卫出这条脉络生出来。
And as such, that's his kingdom that we've been talking about earlier that he is going to receive.
这个呢是在讲到他的国度啊，我们前面讲到的。
But also he's the savior of the world, isn't he?
但同时呢，他也是全世的救主，对不对？
And that's what he's doing now. He's saving people right now.
这是今天他在做的事情，他在救人。
And he said, "I go away, but I'm going to come again."
他说我要去，我要再来。
And as the morning star, he's going to come for his own that are on the earth.
所以作为晨星呢，他就是要再来。来呢，来接收他自己在地上他的子民。
Before he comes in power to set up his kingdom on earth, where it's going to be day again, because he will be here, the light, and he will reign upon the earth. Before that happens, he's coming secretly at the end of the night. Before his kingdom is set up, he's coming as the morning star. To rapture his own church, his own bride to himself.
所以他作为晨星来的时候呢，是在那黑暗最黑暗的时刻呢，他来把他的教会需要提走。所以这个是牵涉到后面未末世要发生的还没有发生的一些事。所以他作为晨星来是来带走他的教会的。
And so the invitation now is.In that verse 17 of chapter 22, isn't it? The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
所以十七节呢，圣灵就和心腹都说来。
And let him who hears say, "Come."
听见的人也该说来。
And whoever is thirsty, let him come.
口渴的人也当来。
And whoever wills or whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
That's what he's offering right now to every sinner that feels the plague of sin and needs to be saved. There's a free offer of mercy and grace.
这就是每一个罪人呢，我们都可以到他这里来，来白白的得生命赦罪的水来喝。
And what are the last words of the Lord Jesus to us?
那耶稣最后对我们的话是什么呢？
Down to verse 20.
这就二十节。
Yes.I am coming soon.
他说是的，我必快来。
And that's the answer of John is yes, Lord, come. And that's what the disciples in the boat were saying, Lord, come, come.
这就是在船上的门徒们也在说，主啊，你要来，你要快来。
And so Jesus does come.
耶稣是会来的。
But they didn't recognize him.
但是他们没有认出他来。
If we go back to Matthew's gospel,
我们回到马太的这个记述啊。
We read about there in verse 25, Matthew 14, verse 25.
马太十四章，二十五节。
When Jesus finally came.
马太福音十四章二十五节，新约。
It sounds like they'd forgotten or they didn't know because they didn't recognize him when he did came.
当耶稣真的来的时候，他们却不认不出来了。
Verse 25, it says, "During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake or on the sea, they were terrified. And it's a ghost."They said and cried out in fear.
夜里四更天，耶稣在海面行走啊，往门徒那里去。门徒看见了就惊慌，说是一个鬼啊。
As if things couldn't get worse.
情况还能有比这更糟的吗？
They were at the end of themselves, exhausted.
他们呢，完全很累，已经精疲力尽。
They'd only rowed halfway across the lake.
或许呢只是划了一半这个路程。
And now they see a ghost.
然后突然还看见个鬼。
Oh, good. These were all grown men. These were grown men with families and everything else, and they're all crying out with fear.
他们可都是成人啊，不是孩子啊，都是有家庭的，都是大人。然后突然间就害怕，还要喊起来。
How much worse could it be for them?
那能有比这更糟糕的情形吗？
But they didn't recognize that it was for their blessing.
但他们没有意识到这是为了他们的祝福啊。
Oftentimes, the Lord's deliverance and the Lord's help appears in a way that seems to us to be of the worst possible circumstances.
很多时候呢，神给我们的祝福和帮助啊，常常是以一个什么形式呢？我们认为是我们最不能接受、最糟糕的情形来传递过来的。
You know, when things maybe are so bad, and yet something happens to make it even worse.
因为我们觉得这个事情已经够糟的了，怎么还有比这更糟的事情出来呢？
But this may be the means by which God is going to bring the greatest blessing to us.
那可就是神要给你最大的祝福的方式来了。
Now I'd like you to turn with me to the oldest book in the Bible.
那我要把你带你们翻到圣经里最老的一卷书。
You know which one that is?
你们知道是什么吗？
Job. Yeah.
约伯记。
Book of Job. Can you find Job?
你们翻得到约伯记吗？旧约的约伯记，诗篇前面。
I'm having trouble. There it is. Job chapter 3, verse 25.
三章二十五节，八百三十一页，旧约的八百三十一页。
You know the story of Job, don't you?
你们都知道约伯的故事哈。
The most righteous man on the earth.
这地上可能当时最义的人了。对。
And yet, in one day, all his prosperity failed.
在一天里面呢，他所有的荣华都没了。
His sons and daughters were killed.
他的儿子女儿都被杀了。
And then shortly after that, his health was taken away.
然后很快呢，他的健康也都没了。
And he was reduced to being the laughing stock of the mockers that were around. They mocked him.People mocked him.
然后他就变成了别人嘲笑的画饼了，就是身边的人。
And his friends that came at first to comfort him, all they began to do is claim that he was a sinner, and that's why these things happened to him.
然后呢，他的三个所谓的朋友来安慰他呢，安慰的过程就不停的让他看见他是个罪人。
Why was this good man reduced to suffering?Even his wife told him, "Curse God and die."
那这样的义人，他为什么会一直忍受这个苦难？即使他的太太都说啊，你就咒诅上帝，你去死吧。
But we know what happened, didn't we, to the end of Job?
我们都知道未来在约伯记结尾的时候，结局是怎么样的。
Job, number one, he got to know God intimately.
那约伯第一呢，他很亲密的跟神相知了，认识了。
He said, "I heard you with my ears, but now I see you face to face."
他就在约伯记最后，他跟神说：“他说我以前风闻有你啊，现在我亲眼见你。”
And secondly, the Lord restored to Job everything and doubled it.
第二呢，神不但恢复了约伯以前所有的，而且还加倍赐给他。
And gave him a long life after.
也给了他很长的生命在那时候。
And riches and honor.
财富和荣耀。
But what does Job say in chapter 3, verse 25? When all these things first came upon him.
那约伯记三章二十五节，当所有这些苦难来到约伯身上的时候，他说什么呢？
Verse 25.
二十五节。
What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me.
因我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来。
You see, the secret fears of Job were that God somehow was not really that good that he could take everything away from him.
所以那最里面深最深的恐惧在约伯里面就是什么？神是不是真的能把这个苦难带走啊？神是不是真的有这能力？
He had to come to know that God, if he did take those things away, had a greater purpose than Job could understand.
所以上帝要把这些带走啊，是有一个让这些发生是有一个更大的旨意，更好的目的呢，是约伯当时不能理解的。
Those troubles that faced Job that day, he said, I feared those for a long time.
所以这样的麻烦来的时候，约伯就说，所以我很害怕，我很久以来一直很害怕这个事情。
That's for the disciples.
这就是门徒们当时的情况。
Not only the storm on the lake, but now, of all things,A ghost, a spirit.
不单单是风暴啊，不单是辛苦，还突然来了一个鬼怪。
But they, if they had really understood the Lord,
如果他真的明白主啊，
their Lord was had not abandoned them.
他们的主从来没有抛弃过他们。
He was going to come to them.
他要到他们这里来。
Just like the Lord came to Job, didn't he?
就像上帝来到约伯那里一样。
At the end of the story, we find the Lord approaching Job to put everything right.
在约伯记的最后，我们都看见，上帝来到约伯那里，把一切都恢复了。
And we see the Lord coming in a storm. If you read the book of Job,
如果你读约伯记，你就知道神是在也是在旋风风暴中来的。
And here the Lord comes.And as a spirit, they think.
所以这里神是来的时候，他们以为是个鬼怪。
But they were so occupied with their fears and their present circumstances that they didn't recognize the Lord Jesus.
但是他们因为自己完全被自己的恐惧和内心的情绪抓住了，所以他们认不出耶稣。
And so that's a lesson for us if we have to go through trials and.Struggles, the things that we might fear the most might be the very means by which God is going to bring about blessing in our lives.
所以这是我们一个很好的教训啊，就是对于我们一些信靠神的人来说，就当你处在一个最艰难、最害怕的那个境况里呢，这就是神带着你要经历他最大恩典的时候。
See, he didn't stop the storm, but he came to them in the storm.
他并不是来停止这风暴，他是在风暴中到你身边来。
Isn't that better?
有没有比这更好的呢？
That's grace, isn't it?
这就是恩典了。
He comes to them while they're in the storm. Another thing they didn't recognize.
那另外一件事他们没有意识到的是。
That the storm and the wind that was all those things that represent our problems in life.
那所有这些风暴这些困难其实都代表我们生命中遇到的困境
They were under his feet
这些困境呢都是在主的脚底
He was walking on all of them
主是在这些困境之上走的
That's a miracle that he could walk on the water but even I think a greater miracle is that if you know anything about waves going up and down you knowBut walking on those ways, how would you keep your balance? The Lord walked on that water perfectly.
所以我们知道水面行走本身是一个神迹啊。那尤其是在当时风浪很大的情况下，你怎么样在大的浪里面你是去走的？这本身是个很大的神迹。
There's a in Job again. There's another verse in Job. Job was a very good example. Job chapter 9 now.
我们再看一节约伯的经文。
Job chapter 9.
约伯记九章。
Job knew a lot about the Lord.
约伯知道很多关于神的事。
Job chapter 9 and verse 8.
九章的八节。八三八。
In his answer to his friends that came, he talks about God's greatness here. In verse 8 he says, He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea.
就是当他和三个朋友在关于神在辩论的时候呢，他就说了他对神的认识，他说他呢就是上帝独自铺张苍天，步行在海浪之上。
And so we see here that they the disciples, if they had known their Old Testament scriptures, they might have remembered what Job had said.
如果这些的门徒他如果记得他对旧约足够熟的话呢，他就会记得约伯在这个地方提过海面行走的神。
Only Jehovah, only God the Lord could walk on the waves.
因为只有神，只有上帝自己，他能够在海浪上行走。
It was another proof of the fact that he was the Son of God.
是另外一个证据啊，他就是神自己，圣子。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
你再翻一下以赛亚的二十六章。
Isaiah chapter 26 and verses 3 and 4.
三和四节，一千一百四十七页，幺幺四七。
If you could read that,
you
he says, "You will
keep,
yeah, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal."
以赛亚书二十六章三节和四节，艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他，十分平安，因为他倚靠你。你们当倚靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
Now, if the disciples had remembered the Lord's words, if the disciples had remembered what the Lord had said to him, you go over to the other side, and I'll meet you there.
如果所有这些门徒记得神的话，耶稣告诉他们说，你们要到海的对面去，我要在那边跟你们相见。
They wouldn't have had the struggles that they did.
他们应该就不会有这么样的挣扎了，因为他要相信神的话。
Notice it says, "You'll keep him in perfect peace."
因为这里讲到的啊，以赛亚说你会保守他们十分平安。
Not a partial peace.
不是部分平安。
But a perfect peace.
一个完全的平安，十分的平安，完全的平安。
But notice that the mind is steadfast.
而且是艰辛倚靠你啊。
And then he's referred to there as the rock. A rock never moves.
所以这里他比喻成永久的磐石神，因为磐石是不动的。
Never changes.
不变的。
And that's like the Lord Jesus. Even though he is up on the mountain, they couldn't see him, yet he could see them, and he was with them, praying for them, interceding for them.
所以就像耶稣虽然他一个人在山上，他依然能够看见门徒的困境，他在为他们祷告，他坚定的与他们同在。所以门徒们虽然看不见，耶稣看见。
He's our advocate.
他就是我们在父神边上代求的那一位。
The one we can go to at any time.
我们在任何时候可以到他那去的那一位。
And even though he isn't traveling with us in the boatBut he can see on high as our risen intercessor. He intercedes for us.
所以他是我们的代求者，随时为我们祈求天父。
Now we have a little. We have, if we've got time, yeah, we've got time. We have a interesting story about Peter here that Matthew tells us.
我们有一个很有意思的小故事呢，是关于彼得哈。那马太告诉我们
，Matthew chapter 14，
马太是十四，章。
Matthew is the only one that records this。
马太是唯一一个讲了彼得这一个小段落的。
The Lord Jesus immediately, when they cry out in fear, he immediately he calms their fears.
所以当他们喊叫起来的时候，耶稣立刻就安慰他们了。
And he says to them, "Take courage. Be of good cheer. Take courage."
你们放心，放心，没关系。嗯。
He says, "It is I."
是我。
He doesn't say. It's an interesting statement. He doesn't say it is. I am Jesus. He doesn't identify his name. He uses the Old Testament expression, "I am." The name of the Old Testament Jehovah.
在这里，他的原文的词啊，用的很有意思。他没有讲出宾语来啊，他没有说我是耶稣，他指的一个词组啊，叫我是。在旧约里面讲到我是的时候，就是在讲耶和华。
Literally, the words that he uses is "I am."
所以他在这里用的那个词是一模一样的，他就说我是，不要怕，我是，我是，其实就是他在表明他是。
In the Chinese, how would you say how would you pronounce how would you say that?
It's me.
Yeah, but in the Greek, it's as though he's saying I am, and then you wait for.Extension to identify the I am. I am what? Well, I am Eric.
So, you know, 在希腊文的里面呢，其实他讲到我是的时候呢，其实你会期望跟中文一样，你会期望他后面有一个宾语啊，就是是谁呢？比如我是 Eric， 你总在讲你是什么，你是谁
？See, when Moses asked God, Who shall I say sent me when I go to the children of Israel?
这个故事呢，就得回到那个出埃及的时候，神在那个见到摩西的，要差摩西去带领犹太人出埃及，然后摩西就跟神说呢，如果他们那些犹太人问谁差我来带你们呢，我怎么回答呢
？And God said to Moses, "Tell them that I am has sent you."
然后上帝就这么回答摩西，就告诉他们那个叫 I am 叫我是的来差你来带他们出去。
See, but if you look, when I say I am Eric, I circumscribe or I describe myself as an object different from others, right?
当我讲我是什么，我是 Eric 的时候，我其实就把我定义在某一个概念上的，来区别于其他的东西，这个宾语。
But when the Lord Jesus used the word I am, he didn't say I am Jesus. He said I am, which means the self-existent one.
所以当他用我是的时候，耶稣在这里用的也是我是，就是旧约耶和华用的我是。其实他并没有在框住他，就是那。他是耶稣，他是说他是那个自有拥有的，从亘古到永远自己就有的那一个。
Eric had a beginning, and Eric will have an end.
就像 Eric， 他会有一个开始，他在地上也会有一个结束。
I was born, and if the Lord doesn't come, I'm going to die.
然后我出生了，如果在我死之前耶稣没有来，我一定会死。
But the I am has no beginning.And no end.
但是呢，那个 I am 那个自有拥有，它是无始无终的。
So on every page of Scripture, we have this: the Lord Jesus revealing Himself as none other than the eternal God manifest in the Son.
所以整本圣经呢，就一直在启示基督就是那个永生神自己啊，他是在道成肉身来到地上。
And so, in our present troubles, if we've got struggles and troubles.We have the eternal one who is interested in the smallest details of our lives.
所以当我们有困难的时候，我们要记得，我们有那永生的、自由拥有的神，他在意我们最小的一点点的困难啊。
And he's promised,
很强的对比。
He's promised never to leave us nor forsake us.
因为他的应许是从来没有舍弃我们、丢掉我们。
Now we have. we have Peter.
现在呢，我们彼得来了。
Remember Peter, they all cried out in fear.
你们记得啊，他们都喊起来啊，很害怕。
But now Peter, the Lord, when he quieted the fear in their hearts.
然后主呢说了是我以后呢，就安静了，就是拿走了他们里面的惧怕。
The waves and the wind are still there.
当然了，这个风浪还在。
But now there's been a change in Peter's thinking.
但是彼得的心呢就开始发生变化了。
Peter, you talk about Peter's ups and downs. He sure had lots of ups and downs.
那彼得的这个属灵生命呢是高高低低啊，他有很多的高高低低。
Peter's life is full of ups and downs.
彼得的一生啊，就是高低高低，就总是这样的。
We all have ups and downs, but Peter's an extreme case.
我们都有高高低低，但彼得呢这个幅度比较大一点。
And so, from being terrified of this ghost.He says, Lord, since it's you, tell me to come and walk out to you.
所以他前面还在因为怕是鬼吓得要死啊。然后当他发现不是的时候，他说：“那如果是你，我走过去，你让我走过去。”
Peter just should slow down, don't you think?
所以彼得要慢下来。
So the Lord rewards our faith.
但神呢总是赏赐我们一点点的信心呢。
And Lord saw Peter's faith.
主看见了彼得那一点信心。
So he told him, Peter, come.
他就跟彼得说，那你来吧。
Because he believed that Peter had the faith to do what he asked.
他也相信彼得呢，有那个信心，他要做的事情。
The Lord could have said, Peter, stay in the boat, I know you.
主也可以这么说啊，说彼得你就待在船上吧，我太了解你了。
But no, the Lord said, "Come, Peter."
那彼得没有这么说，他说：“彼得，你来。”
The Lord rewards our faith.
所以神是鼓励和奖赏我们的信心的。
It's a wonderful thing how careful He is to acknowledge our trust in Him.
所以这是多么美好的事，他在我们信靠他的时候，他是很。
So,
很有爱的。
It must have been something for Peter to climb over the side of the boat that day, that night rather.
所以那天晚上啊，彼得跨出那个船舷的时候，他是要有一点信心的。
Now, what did Peter ask?
彼得说什么
？He said to the Lord, "Tell me to come to you." On the water.
他说主啊，请你叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
The Lord said, "Come."
耶稣说你来吧。
And it says he came toward Jesus.
圣经就说呢，他就从船上下去，在水面走过去。
Everything's good so far, right?
到这点为止呢，一切都还可以，还没有什么问题。
What happened?
那接着发生什么了呢？
He got his eyes off the object, wasn't it?
然后他的眼睛看见了其他的东西了。
Where was he walking to?
他是向哪里走啊？
He's walking to Jesus.
他是向耶稣那里走。
Got his eyes off the object.
然后他的眼睛挪开了，他向哪里走？他应该盯着耶稣的，他没盯着耶稣。
And then what did he do? He saw the source of his problems, the wind, wasn't it?
他没有盯着耶稣呢，他就看见了他一切麻烦的源头，什么呢？风。
And as soon as he did, he began to sink.
他一旦看见他麻烦的源头，他就沉下去了。
Now the lesson is pretty obvious, there.
所以这个教导是非常明显的。
But a lot of people don't realize how important it is.
但是很多人都没有意识到这教导的重要性。
See, the Christian life is like walking on water.
所以基督徒的生命就像在水面行走一样。
It's impossible to live a Christian life without the Spirit of God, without looking to Jesus.
没有圣灵，没有你定睛在耶稣，唯独耶稣的这样的一个方式，你是不可能活出基督徒的生命，就是掉下去。
What was it that attracted Peter's attention away from the Lord? It was the wind, wasn't it?
什么把耶耶彼得的注意力呢从主那里挪开的呢？是风，对不对？
Now say there wasn't any wind.
假设这里没有任何风。
And it was completely calm.
完全的平静的水面。
And Peter was walking on that perfectly flat water.
彼得在那完全平的海面上走。
Was that any less a miracle than walking on the water in the storm?
这个是不是一个小一点的神迹，比在风浪里行走要小呢？
It's a miracle.
它还是神迹嘛。
But you know, here's the mistake that a lot of Christians make.
这里是很多的基督徒常会犯的一个错误。
They think that we can walk in the Christian life without having to look to Jesus.
他们认为呢，我们可以在风平浪静的水面，没有耶稣也能走出去。
That somehow we can keep the law of Moses and we're doing God a favor.
他们认为呢，我们能够靠着自己的能力呢，可以守住摩西的律法来得着神的喜悦。
The Christian life is like walking on water. It's a supernatural thing.
所以基督徒的生命就像在水面行走，无论有没有风暴，就是一个超自然神迹的事情。
See, we begin the Christian life in the Spirit.
所以你是在属灵的层面开始进到基督徒的生命。
We're born again by the Spirit of God.
因为我们是在神的灵里面重生的。
And we're told we need to walk in the Spirit.
所以我们要在与神的灵同行的生命里呢来过每一天的。
And in order to walk in the Spirit, we need to trust and keep our eyes on the object that the Spirit will direct us toward, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以与神同行需要我们相信信靠定睛在那圣子耶稣基督身上，让我们才能够有从他那得着能力往前走。
So it's an object lesson here for us. Peter's failure helps us to be victorious.
所以彼得的失败其实告诉我们怎么样得着胜利的方式。
And you know, we think that we can live if we don't have any troubles and it's all calm, that we can still walk the Christian life. We don't have to live by faith. We can walk by sight.
所以我们千万不要认为假设没有任何的风浪，我们靠着自己能够走能够行出律法，能够过圣洁的生活，这个是做不到的，因为每个人都是在水面行走。
But then when the troubles come, what happens? We begin to sink, don't we?
当麻烦来的时候，我们就一样会沉下去更快了。
And so there's a phrase that is mentioned four times in scripture.
有一个词语在圣经里出现过四次。
And one something that we need to keep in mind. The exact phrase mentioned four times in scripture. Anybody guess what it might be?
You have little faith.
Pardon?
You have little faith.
Close.
Lord, save me.
No. Yeah.
Why did you doubt?
That wasn't a very long prayer, was it? Peter didn't have much time to make a long prayer. Lord, save me. No. What? There's a phrase. It's once in the Old Testament, three times in the New Testament.
所以有一个词组哈，一次在旧约里，那个三次在新约里哈，就是主啊救我。这是个很短的祷告。
Ask my friend.
这是个很简短的祷告。
Jeet will know.
I don't know.
Oh, you would. Wait till I tell.
Okay. Okay.
The just shall live by faith. Right. The just.Those that have been justified are like those that are walking on water. And the walk in the Spirit is done by faith. We can't walk by sight. We fail.
对，我们不能够靠着自己的力去走哈，我们要靠着信心去走。我们只靠着自己的力走，一定会失败的。
And so what happens?
因信得生啊。
So Peter then.
So you mean four times is this verse, right?
The just shall live by faith. That's from the Old Testament once. Three times in the New. The just shall live by faith.
Okay.
That's the principle that we learn here.
Okay.
We walk by faith, don't we?
那我理解错了，就是他说四次讲到的是义人必因信得生，是旧约讲了三次。对，义人必，他是在讲一个原则哈，旧约和新约一直在反复讲的一个原则，就是义人必因信得生。义人必因信得生。
So the Lord, what does He do? He doesn't let Peter sink, of course. He doesn't give a word. He actually takes him by the hand when he fails. He takes him personally by the hand.
所以他耶稣并没有让彼得沉下去哈，所以他相反呢，他用手拉住他。
And he tells him, "Why did you doubt?"
然后他就问他呢，你为什么疑惑呢？
"You of little faith," he says.
你这小信的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？
See the.If he had kept his eyes on Jesus, the object of his faith, he would have reached his destination, which would have been to come to Jesus.
定睛在耶稣身上啊，就是他要去的那个目标的话，他应该就直接走过去。但是他刚一开始怀疑的时候，他就沉下去了。所以叫义人必因信得生，就是这个意思。
So then, after that, they welcome him into the boat.
然后之后呢，他们就迎接了耶稣上船了。
And John tells us that as soon as they got in the boat, immediately the wind stopped, and they were at their destination.
然后约翰福音的记载告诉我们呢，当耶稣一上船了以后呢，立刻风就停了，然后立时他们就到了对岸。这又是个神迹。
Everything changed when he came for them.
所以当耶稣来的时候呢，一切就都改变。
It was daylight.The day came.
然后天亮了哈，就天亮了。
The storms were all gone.
一切的风暴就停了。
And they reached their destination.
他们就到达了他们的目的地。
That'll be what it's like when the Lord Jesus comes for us.
这就是耶稣带给我们生命的样子。
Yeah, I just add to that what you were saying. The Christian life is a life of faith, Brother was saying. And the other verse that goes along with that is the Lord says it's not by might, right? It's not by human might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So the things that are done in the spirit, that's the positive result, or that will happen for sure. But Christians have... a kind of a thing that they try to depend on themselves to get something done. And you remember the story of Abraham, how God had promised to him that he would have a son, a promised son.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was getting quite elderly and beyond bearing children, God had promised him that. And he tried to help God out by taking Hagar and having a child with her.And that wasn't God's will to do that.
所以基督徒呢，我们常常会有一个问题，就是我们忘记了圣经的最重要的原则是义人因信得生啊，就是一切的努力呢都是靠着信心得来的，而不是靠着我们自己的力。圣经说呢，我们不靠车，不靠马，我们靠那个耶和华我们的神呢，就我们的力是从神那得的。那比如说旧约有一个很有意思的例子，就是亚伯拉罕，神给他一个应许啊，说他一定会有个儿子。那个时候呢，他和萨拉，就他的妻子都年纪很大了，都是八九十岁的人了，所以他们都不觉得他们会有孩子。所以呢，那他们自己没有孩子，他们就用自己的方法去实现神的这个应许啊。他就娶了一个他的侍女啊，叫夏甲。他的侍女就给他生了一个，那个侍女年轻啊，就给他生了一个孩子叫以实玛利，就是今天阿拉伯人的祖先。
All the great battles that have been won in times and ages past in history has been won by the power of God, It hasn't been the power of man that have defeated all the battles and won them, but it's God that fights our battle for us. Okay? We can't do anything of ourselves. We must rely on Him. When we think we can do something of ourselves, like Peter thinks, that he sees these waves and all this wind blowing, and all of a sudden his heart faints, and he starts sinking, and he starts drowning. And then he says to the Lord, save me. Okay? But if he would have kept his eyes on the Lord, he wouldn't have to have said, save me, Lord, save me. Because he was in the Spirit of God, in the will of God, and he would have made it to Jesus without drowning or sinking into the water.
所以，当我们愿意信靠自己的力的时候呢，我们看见的就是困难，就是风暴，你总想去胜过它，那结果就是沉下去。当你眼睛定睛在基督身上的时候，你就才有真正从他那来的信心和能力啊，是他来打这场征战，而不是你来打这场仗。所以彼得在那个时候，当他看见风暴，他就说，他就沉下去，他说：“主啊，救我。”
We don't have the power to live a Christian life. It's without the Spirit of God, it's impossible to live a Christian life.
所以没有神的灵啊，我们没可能活出一个基督徒的生命。
And yes, many temptations come even in a Christian life. Many problems come. A lot of heartaches and a lot of pain and suffering comes in a Christian's life.
所以在我们的生命中会有很多的试探啊，各种的诱惑，不管是对信的还是没信的都是一样。那唯独你信靠接受基督，你靠着他从他而来的信心，那你才可能胜过这一切的试探。
And you know, the Lord has put his people in the most difficult of places where there's so much suffering, where there's so much anguish, and there's so much dangerTo their lives. The Lord has put them there. But if it wasn't for the strength of the Lord and the Holy Spirit in them, they would never be able to come through. Those people have been martyred, we read in the book of Acts, and it's happening today in the Middle East. The Christians are not afraid to lose this life because they know they have a better life that's coming. But right now it's more important to forfeit your life and serve the Lord andGo for that better life.
对，所以我们经常是靠着自己去活出这个地上的基督徒的生命，但是对，然后耶稣就经常会把他的门徒啊放在最困难的那个环境里啊，比方说很多的苦难，很多的危险啊，但是借着这个环境呢，他要他的门徒经历的就是信靠他的过程，所以不是靠自己啊，乃是靠基督。
The Lord says, those that try to save their life will lose it, and those that lose their life will gain it.
耶稣说呢，那一切要救自己生命的必失丧生命啊，为要得着生命的必失丧生命，失丧生命的必得着生命。
So that's what it is. When they were told in the book of Deuteronomy that a prophet will come like Moses, Moses was a man well respected. But Moses was their deliverer. He took them out of slavery and to the promised land. And this prophet that was going to come was a greater than Moses. The people didn't realize that it would be God himself who would come. They didn't realize that.That God, great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. People all over the world don't believe that. God came in flesh, blood, flesh, and bones.
所以他们在旧约里听摩西讲到的时候，他们是知道这个是神差来带他们出埃及的，这他们看见很大，所以他们在新约的时候，他们以为这个人来哦，也是跟摩西一样，他没有意识到这个人比摩西大得多了，他就是神自己，他是神道成肉身来到他们中间，他们没想到这个人的地位跟摩西不是一个数量级的。
Not just to be their savior, but to be the savior of the whole world.
而且不但成为他们的救主，而要成为全地、全人类的救主。因为今天那个我们有后面要有一点事情在楼上，我们今天稍微早一点结束，我们现在先做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这海面行走的故事，让我们明白我们在这地上唯独要定睛耶稣，因为一切都是从主而来，我们的能力、我们的信心我们胜过试探能够在苦难、能够在波折中行走的力量都是从主而来，是吧？求您带领我们，让我们真的愿意把这一切交给您，我们就经历您、认识您，更深的信靠您。父啊，谢谢您，也求您这样的祝福我们，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.